Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 22, verses 19 to 23. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 138. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. The theme of our reflection is reconciled and safeguarded in His church by grace. Last week, we noted that like the Canaanite woman, we were once alienated from the Lord, for we felt short of the Lord's glory. Like Shebna in today's first reading, a steward and scribe in King Hezekiah's court, our hearts were turned towards self-aggrandizement and detached from the source of life. Hence, we lost the Lord's favor. However, St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23-24, we were justified freely by His grace through the redemption of our Lord Jesus. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord did not discard us, the work of His hands. No, He did not. He reconciled us to Himself in Christ Jesus. And so, like Eliakim, appointed to replace Shebna and given authority over the house of David for centralizing the Lord in his life, the Lord has entrusted to us by faith, in an ordinary sense, and in an extraordinary sense to the church, His authority and power to open and close things and become images of His glory on earth as parents, teachers, leaders, and pastors. And in order to guard His commands and harness our gifts and blessings, the Lord led us into His ecclesia, the church, to be sacramentally protected and governed in God's love and mercy by His shepherds, led by the Bishop of Rome, successor of St. Peter, to whom is given the supreme authority to serve God's people in communion with His brother bishops and priests. And so, my brother, my sister, like today's psalmist, let us thank the Lord for His manifold blessings by professing our faith in Christ Jesus, as Peter did in today's gospel, acknowledging our dependence on the Father's providence, the Holy Spirit's enlightenment of our faith, and our Lord Jesus' protective graces. Yes, what we possess does not come from flesh and blood. Hence, we must constantly acknowledge and worship the source of life and grace, especially in moments of crisis, pain, and joy. By so doing, our faith is strengthened. Hence, problems are solved. Families are united. Wars are averted. Forgiveness is offered. Love is renewed. Success is shared. And peace becomes dominant. And so, my brother, my sister, we must fight a good fight with the church to keep burning our faith in Christ Jesus. Thus, that battle can only be won convincingly with Christ and His church. Hence, in the face of the church's challenges and problems, we must not forget that she possesses still the keys of Peter to teach, govern, and sanctify, and to lead us from this world to the Lord's place of rest. Thus, our Lord Jesus is still the church's invincible rock and head, and his bishops, led by the Bishop of Rome, are her visible foundations and heads, with authority to bind and loose on earth and uphold God's love, peace, and unity. Let us, my brother, my sister, pray for the church. Let us celebrate our faith, help one another, and join the church in establishing peace in our world today. May the Lord help us. May he bless us through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.